Got a good question. This is Jonathan, and the question is, the individual is working for a company as a salesman, so a lawn care company as a salesman selling lawn service now, and I don't know if it's landscape or maintenance, but what he's selling. His boss, if I'm understanding the question correctly, his boss at that company, who is also his best friend, has started another lawn care company, and they're going to do this new lawn care business together. So this individual who is selling services for his employer is also going to be out selling competing services for his own business. And so his question is, how does he do this without upsetting anyone? And is it possible? And I think, if is there any general advice? So I get the fact that when you're working for another company, it's generally hard to leave what you're doing because you have bills and you've got to support your family, and to just leave and cold turkey go start a new business. A lot of businesses are started on the side, and I understand that. This is a difficult one, though. A lot of times when a business is started on the side, you are in a sense not competing, or hopefully you're not competing with your previous employer, so this is a challenging one. Not only that, sometimes when you leave the company that you're working for, maybe your new role in your new company is even different. This individual's dilemma is that he is selling the same service, acting in the exact same function as he does for the employer he works for. There really is no, I don't think there's a happy answer here. I don't think there's a way that you can keep all parties happy, because clearly your production's going to drop for the employer. And then how do you handle, so for whoever your employer is, you can't continue to sell at the same level as you were selling before and go sell for your new business, at least unless you're willing to work double the time. Next, how are you going to handle the ethical dilemma of when you go out and you're selling and you're about to win that really great account and you want it, which company gets it? So it's just, there is no good solution here. I would really try to figure out a means to quit and go sell full-time for that business, and that may not be possible. So what you may need to do is quit your existing job, go work elsewhere so you can do both. Several things to be concerned about. One is, you are going to make this individual unhappy. If they ever find out, there's no way around it. Now, whether there are any repercussions or not, I couldn't say. It depends on that individual. I will say that regarding lawsuits, there doesn't have to actually be grounds to sue. So for instance, you may not have an employment agreement, you may not have a non-compete, you may not have anything with your existing employer. That doesn't mean they can't sue you for all of that. That doesn't mean they can't sue you to try to run you out of business. That doesn't mean they can't sue you just because they don't like you or they're mad at you. So litigation's a concern, and it's very, very expensive, and it never ends nicely. And so anytime you can put yourself in a position to mitigate that risk, that's good. So I think you are eliminating some of that risk by maybe going elsewhere, working elsewhere while you sell for your new business. If you must continue with employment, you can't just sell full time. Another option or another concern would be that the employer is going to eventually find out, and if they're a strong company, a large company, and they have influence in the marketplace, they could do a lot to tarnish the name of your new business. I'm not saying they will, it's just something else to think about. I think anytime you can avoid burning a bridge, all the better. It's just, this is an ethical dilemma, because I really think what's going to happen is you're going to find yourself in a position trying to decide which company gets which job. And clearly, I know how I would feel. I'd want the good jobs to go to my business that I'm starting. And so it's not unfair to the employer. And again, I realize you need to go start. You need a job probably to start the new job. You're just in a tough spot. I think your best course of action would be get a different job so that it's not a conflict of interest, or start full-time with your current company and try to build it as fast as you can. I don't think there's a nice solution here. I can't give you the advice that it's not going to be a problem and it's all going to work out. And it may. It may all work out, but these things rarely do. And you're just in a unique position that I don't think this is going to work out real well for you. I hope it does, but I think you would be better off finding a different path because I think there's just too much risk for you here, and it could end very badly. So wish I had better news for you, but I would, like I said, just to restate it one more time, I think you got two options. Go get a different job or go full-time with your new business. Put it all, go all in and build it as fast as you can. Good luck. I hope your new business works out. I'm sure it will, with all the experience from your previous company.